This is the most saddest thing that I've seen. We don't know how to be happy alone. My question to you is, if you can't be happy alone, what makes you think you can be happy with someone else? I was never the one who likes to be alone, but it's been a long time since I have put myself into that track, and let me tell you, now I am the best when I'm alone. Cause I don't have a topic to talk about. The only thing and person I talk about is myself. I talk about where I want to be, how I want to be there, and what I am right now. We should not need someone else to satisfy ourselves. If that is the thing, we will be the most unsatisfied person in the room. If there's a person who can make you happy, it should only be you. Others might give you a happy dream, but it would just be a dream. We all are trying to get into a group or the other. We keep changing our personalities, our qualities, just to match theirs. And when you're alone, you don't need to prove anything to anyone. You know what you are, you know who you are. And that saves a lot of energy and time. Now you see how everything is connected to each other. Now let's talk about the health benefits of being alone. The first one is, solitude sparks creativity. Solitude is just another word of being alone. The second one is, being alone can help you build mental strength. Solitude may reduce behavior problem in kids. Being alone gives you an opportunity to plan your life. Solitude helps you know yourself. And the last one, alone time increases empathy. So let's end this with all the misconceptions you might have. The first one is, does that mean we shouldn't socialize? No, go out, socialize, grow your circle. But just don't get into that circle so much that you don't like doing anything else without them. Learn to be happy alone, so that anyone's absence doesn't matter to you. See you all on the next topic. Till then, stay happy and stay safe.